Lesson 22. Exercise 1. Listen and circle the phrase you hear. 1. Who's that tall man over there? Is he your doctor? 2. Shall we go to a restaurant? 3. They are going to visit the market the day after tomorrow. 4. Excuse me, is there a post office near here? 5. Walk straight down this street. The library is on the left. Lesson 23. Exercise 1. Listen and circle the correct answers to the questions. 1. Can you tell me the way to the post office, please? 2.
Is there a police station along this road?
3. Is there a bank near here? 4.
Thank you very much.
5. Are there any restaurants in this street? Exercise 2. Listen and circle the correct answers. 1.
Hi, Annie. Hi, Sally. Is there a bookshop near school? Yes, there's one next to it. Really? Thank you.
Question. Where's the bookshop? 2.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Lily. I'm going to Shanghai tomorrow. Can you tell me the way to the train station, please?
Yes, you can take a number 30 bus.
Can I take any other buses?
I don't think so.
Question. Can Mike take a number 40 bus to the train station? 3. Hello, Chen Hong. Are you going to post some letters?
Yes, Bob, I am. Is there a post office near your house?
No, there isn't. There's one about 2 kilometers away. We take a number 7 bus to get there. Question. Is there a post office near? Four. Excuse me, is there a hospital near here?
Yes, there is. Go along this road. The hospital is about 250 meters along on the right.
Question. Where is the hospital? Exercise 4. Listen and fill in the words. Mr. Young is driving along Huangpu Road. He is looking for the Guangzhou Hotel, but he doesn't know the way. Excuse me, can you tell me the way to the Guangzhou Hotel, please?
I'm sorry, I can't. I don't know the way. I don't come from Guangzhou.
Excuse me, can you tell me the way to the Guangzhou Hotel, please?
Well, yes, I live near there. Go along this street, turn right, then turn left. The hotel is in front of you. It's between a school and a big department store.
Thank you very much.
not at all.
Lesson 24. Exercise 1. Listen to the story. Then complete the sentences. Mr. Ye and Mr. Feng are friends. Mr. Ye's house is next to Mr. Feng's. Mr. Ye's name is Sam, but when people talk about him, they always call him Mr. Going-to-Do. Do you know why? Mr. Ye always says he is going to do something, but he never does. Every Saturday morning, Mr. Ye talks to Mr. Feng. He always says he is going to do something.
I'm going to wash my car this morning, he says, or I'm going to clean my house this afternoon, or I'm going to cook French food for supper, or I'm going to make a boat tomorrow.
Mr. Feng usually says, Are you Sam? He knows his friend is not going to wash his car, or clean his house, or cook French food, or make a boat. Then he says, Well, excuse me, Sam. I'm going to do some work in my house. And he does. Mr. and Mrs. Feng often say to their children, Are you going to do something? Then do it. Don't be Mr. or Miss going to do.
Exercise 3. Listen and fill in the words.
Marie and Louise are French girls. They don't know much English. They are visiting London. They are in front of their hotel. They are going to visit an art shop.
Do you think we can find the way back to the hotel? Let's write down the name of the street on a piece of paper. Okay, look. Is that the name of the street on the wall of the hotel? I think so. Let me write it down. O-N-E-W-A-Y Street.
Later, they want to go back to their hotel. But they don't know the way.
Excuse me. Could you tell us how to get back to our hotel? Here is the name of the street.
One-way street. That isn't a street name.